With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the riches of the sacred choral and organ repertoire. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. March 1st marks the annual observance of St. David's Day for the patron saint of Wales. The Welsh are known for their robust singing and musical prowess, so on today's program, we'll pay tribute to a number of Welsh musicians, even as we continue our six-week journey through Lent. Wonderful music by Mueller, Matthias, Jenkins, as well as a host of non-Welsh composers. We'll begin with introspective organ music by French composer Jean Alain. His music was influenced by the modal language of plain chant, among other things, and the contemplative atmosphere of that language pervades his Chorale Dorian, composed in the Dorian mode, and performed by Keith Toth on the chapel organ of Brick Presbyterian Church in New York. Keith Toth played the Chorale Dorian by Jean Alain on the Guy Beautrier organ in the chapel of Brick Presbyterian Church in New York, an instrument built in the style of the great 19th century French organ builder Aristide Cavaillé-Cole. We'll begin our tribute to St. David's Day with music by living Welsh composer Carl Jenkins, known for several major choral works, but whose career has also spanned periods as a jazz musician and composer of music for advertising. His Ave Verum Corpus is an adaptation of music from his Stabat Mater, originally composed for Bryn Terfel. We'll hear Polyphony sing, directed by Stephen Layton. Ave Verum Corpus by Welsh composer Carl Jenkins was performed by Polyphony, led by Stephen Layton. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the hallmarks of Welsh culture is their love of singing, and especially group singing. In the fall of 2017, the annual North American Festival of Wales was held in Rochester, New York. One of the highlights of these annual events is the National Gymanfyddiannu, literally a singing assembly. Over 600 hearty singers gathered in the Third Presbyterian Church in Rochester for a total of 5 hours of heartfelt singing. From a live recording of that event, we'll hear the hymn All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, sung to the tune Diadem by John Eller. Some stanzas are sung in Welsh, some in English, at the coaching of conductor Myrwin Walters. David Enlow plays the organ.
Cadenet.
All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name from the 86th National Gymanfyddiannu held in Rochester, New York in September 2017. Myrwin Walters conducted and David Enlow accompanied. Perhaps the most celebrated Welsh composer of the 20th century was William Matthias, whose compositions have found a place in the repertoire of symphony orchestras, pianists, and opera companies, though much of his music was written for the Anglican Church. We'll hear his anthem on a text by Julian of Norwich, As Truly as God is Our Father. John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, in As Truly as God is Our Father by William Matthias, as we continue our tribute to St. David's Day and the heritage of Welsh music. Paul Mueller is another fine living Welsh composer of choral music, born in 1975 in St. Asaph, North Wales. As a boy, he studied composition privately with William Matthias, and since 2003 has served as professor of composition at the University of Aberdeen. His composition Salvator Mundi, Greater Love, beautifully combines the text of the Latin prayer, Savior of the World, with the text Greater Love Hath No Man, and with the addition of a Welsh translation of the Great Commandment. Nigel Short leads Tenebrae in this performance. Nigel Short led Tenebrae in Salvator Mundi, Greater Love by Welsh composer Paul Mueller. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Perhaps the best-known Welsh hymn is Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, with music by John Hughes and words by William Williams, classic Welsh names. We'll hear Bryn Terfel sing in both Welsh and English with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square. Mac Wilberg conducts. Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah was performed by Welsh baritone Bryn Terfel with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir led by Mac Wilberg. We move to a prayerful hymn of comfort that helps us on our Lenten journey. Take My Hand, Precious Lord, originally written by Thomas A. Dorsey, is arranged here by Ed Lojeski. Anton Armstrong leads the St. Olaf Choir in this performance.
Thank you.
The St. Olaf Choir sang Ed Lojeski's arrangement of Take My Hand, Precious Lord. Anton Armstrong conducted. Sheep May Safely Graze began as a soprano aria in J.S. Bach's Cantata No. 208, Was mir behagt, evoking a pastoral scene, which, although it appeared in a mostly secular cantata, makes ready allusion to the Good Shepherd who offers peace and joy to his lambs. Catherine K. Davis made the English translation we'll hear, as well as the choral arrangement of this beloved work. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir performs under the direction of Mac Wilberg.
She may safely graze at last.
Sheep May Safely Graze by J.S. Bach, as arranged by Catherine K. Davis with orchestration by William Walton. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square were led by Mac Wilberg. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Southern folk hymn Wondrous Love has been arranged many times for various musical forces. Among the most beautiful is a setting by Paul J. Christiansen, youngest son of F. Melius Christiansen, and for many years the conductor and builder of the Concordia Choir. We'll hear the Concordia Choir perform under the direction of their current conductor, Renee Clausen. Renee Clausen led the Concordia Choir in Wondrous Love, as arranged by Paul Christiansen. We return to the image of the Lamb of God in organ music of Bach. From the collection of Leipzig chorales, we'll hear his setting of O Lamb Gottes Unschuldig, which sets the chorale tune Lamb of God Most Holy by Nikolaus Decius. Bach's setting comprises three stanzas, building in energy and intensity with each successive stanza. Christopher Herrick plays the organ of the Jesuit Church in Lucerne, Switzerland. O Lamm Gottes Unschuldig from J.S. Bach's Leipzig Chorales. Christopher Herrick performed. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music for the third week in Lent and to celebrate the great Welsh observance of St. David's Day. I hope you've enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also find us on Facebook. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. I hope you'll join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.